Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another Tuesday teaching tip. The weather is glorious, as it always is in Croxley Green, so we're outside today. Tuesday teaching tip this week is based on an article I read on sermonsearch.com by Brian Hedges, and the title of his article is Three Tests of Balanced Preaching, and Brian gives us some helpful thoughts about how we prepare our lessons, and particularly what are their aims, what are we trying to achieve. I just want to give you the conclusion of his article here and see what you think. Here's the triple test, he writes. Is my sermon true to the text, true to the gospel, and true to life? If my sermon is true to the text, it will expose the theological and doctrinal truths of the text. If it is true to the gospel, it will make the necessary canonical connections to the person and work of Jesus Christ, framing the message of the sermon in terms of man's need and God's gracious provision in Christ that meets that need. And if it's true to life, it will be relevant, accessible, and applicable to the lives of people. So, is my sermon true to the text, to the gospel, and to life? Three questions to ask ourselves as we prepare a sermon, and particularly perhaps as we look at it just before we leave our study. We've got our final version, and perhaps these are three questions to ask in that last part of the process. Those three questions: is my sermon true to the text, to the gospel, and to life? One of those without the other two would lead to something rather dry. True to the text, maybe, but is it relevant? Or is it true to the gospel, but not to my life? Is it true to life, but actually not true to the text? Three questions to ask. I'm preparing a sermon based on Luke 10 for the Watford Church of Christ this Sunday, the sending out of the 72 and the consequences of that. Looking forward to preaching that. And these are three questions I'll be asking myself. I hope I can do justice to that passage and make what I say true to that text, also true to the gospel itself, the message of good news, and true to life. Let's see how I do. If you want to check on me, you can. The video will be up on the website, watfordchurchofchrist.org, sometime early next week. But what about you? What are the sort of questions you ask yourself as you finish a sermon, as you conclude it, before you preach it, as you come to the end and you're satisfied or reasonably satisfied with what you've prepared? What kind of questions do you ask yourself before signing off on it? Let us know. Email me, mccx@mac.com, or leave a message wherever you see or hear this recording. Love to hear from you. Love to know what your ideas are. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.